Now your monocle is in here. They are here waiting for subversion of the United States. Get a total agreement not to talk to the Russians. And I'm sorry, Dorma. I usually try not to make faces with her, but this is too funny. How do they stop you? You know, they sit on the other line of their monitoring bugs and they cannot figure out what to do about the school.
But we nor can you, so.
We don't see them.
Maybe you should be working with them.
All right, Al, you're going to formulate a letter. As a matter of fact, this is going to get as ridiculous as the overnight bags.
Oh, no. The overnight what? The overnight ascension bags.
Oh, I briefly heard about that. Okay.
If one of you goes down and xeroxes that paper, give it to Al, the Xerox copy, and he's never seen the document. I'm sorry. I cannot break. I cannot help this. Somebody mail it to him.
Someone mailed it. Well, it normally this guy, it comes to me. Someone must have got the wrong address.
As a matter of fact, if you once caught up your issues of U.S. News and World Report, you will find this very document, not this document, but that very edict printed very broadly on one of your pages about the Russian people.
Okay. I understand from U.S. News and World Report.
Put it that way. Well, they may ask you to quote from the date.
Yeah.
And twice a year, these ones sort out the magazines and throw them out, so I don't know. I'd have to really go through the scanners to tell you where to look, but I'd send it. And it came forth along about the same time as your some intent, all of these improvements that they were going to do for humanitarian reasons in Russia.
I guess ignorance is bliss, because I'm pretty bliss right now. I don't
There's something in those questions.
Well, I don't understand what a problem this is working with Russia. We're not a government.
No.
We're business people. We're little business people trying to make a buck. We're humanitarians. They're humane. Their government may not be, but nor is ours.
Now you're going to put things on their tape that they'll perk up their ears. But we'll say Dalin did it. No, there is nothing. There is nothing wrong with that. But I wouldn't even quote U.S. News and World Report, Al. I would just say you understand they are very progressive. You don't have to tell them where you got your information or anything about it. Any more than if you got a letter and said, Dear Dr. Overholt, I understand that you are doing a great deal in the development of building material. You might wonder, it might arouse your curiosity why you might have heard that. But these ones are obviously very, very active. It would not be unusual at all for them to come to attention by any reason. All you have to do is make a contact. You don't have to tell them anything.
Keep it as anonymous as possible and see if they're willing to answer, right?
Yes.
Well, I get this little thing. It's like we're counting our spaceships before they're launched. I think the U.S. government would say, well, see how lenient we are. We've got small businessmen working with your countrymen.
Oh, you won't have any trouble with your government. Yet. This is exactly what they want.
Yeah, they'll pull it in and blow it all out of proportion like it should be and say, see how good our people are? We keep trying to give you chances.
You write it simply as a small businessman, as a matter of fact. Well, not too small. You want to have some. Just, I'm sure that whatever you write, we'll rewrite 4 or 5 times. Somebody needs to jot something down, but I will assure you of this, that it will be monitored both from your government and theirs. So,
should this be on ABT station? Or just as a small businessman person interested?
Too unanimous on a piece of plain white paper, and they go,
yeah, that's true. Right.
Who's this guy?
Yeah,
that's true. But also, this is where something like this comes up, is when I specifically use the ADR in front of my name.
Yes.
It's attention.
Yes.
I have one in front of my name, too, so.
You just can't ever find a place to use it, can you?
I can't. I can't convince anybody that I'm a doctor, and I can't convince anybody I'm a reverend. They do that.
Now you know why you got kicked out.
Yes, that was a conversation we were going to have, wasn't it? Yeah, you can tell people where I come from and what I'm all about, but don't you start telling them why I've been kicked out. That's between me and God. I wasn't kicked either. I was gently shoved.
You were given a choice, a free choice. Go or else. Go pester them a while.
Look at all the light I bring onto the subject.
Where are we?
Square one.
Yeah.
I assume you'll use an ABT letterhead all the
time. Yes. Let's make it a business. Let's make it professional. And then we don't have to borrow any more trouble for today about it. These are the things that are now tucked into your subconscious mind. And for the next 2 days, probably everything that you lay your eyes on is going to relate right back to the subject. Because now all your brothers up here are on alert also. When I tell you we're all learning together, I mean it. They've got their playmates now, the other half. And they're on alert to pick up everything that they can related to everything, because everything is everything. And as we work, we have to think in much broader terms. How might this impact something else that we're doing? And what a great thing if you can peaceably put one more little candle somewhere. It requires very, very little of your time. And by the time it will require any of your time, you will be on to making the broader decisions of how to handle it. By the time you get a response, the response to it will already be formulated in your mind. The seeds planted. The flower will bloom. And whether you decide to turn it over, or you still want to play with it, or whatever, there will be the ones looking for a job to do, pleading for a job to do, and you give it to them. But it's still under your control somewhat. you have arrived at a decision as to who best can handle it. Because along with taking on the heavy load in the beginning, you're going to have to grow up through and allow the fragments to be dispersed. You cannot physically do it all. And ones who feel that way, it is there, it is embedded in you, and you have to grow above it. You cannot look at things that come to you as if you have to do it all and you cannot do one more thing. Because if you do, you limit yourself.
Like the runner trying to beat the 4-minute mile. Once it's broken, everybody can do it.
Yes. The busy man is intelligent, he gives some thought to it, and then he gives it to someone else intelligent who did not see it. You're going to find the very one going to come into your space that wants nothing more out of his life. It is like running into Daniel Christensen, who really has a dream that he felt foolish even to speak. He could not understand why from the time he was birthed, all he wanted to do was grow fruit. Perfection of fruit. He is in love with orchards, which bores most people to even think about. But it doesn't bore him. And to be offered an opportunity to grow in the abundance of orchards here is a dream come true. The proper ones will come forth. I wonder if Oberle has ever related this in any way. One of his dearest, dearest friends, an older man, was curator of the Small Animal Museum in Washington, your country zoo. His biggest thrust in life has to been to study the flea. Those little creatures that eat on your animals. He captures rats, mice, foxes, everything. That and the kid fox. He has written papers on the flea, which seems like a very small thing, but fleas are disease carriers. They're very interesting. Survival. A flea can survive as long as a cockroach. They've always been, they will always be. You can't get rid of them. But they're parasites. They live on blood. They carry disease. They also cause balance. You will always find someone interested in something that you would not even think of, who would think of studying a flea. Who would think of growing perfection in fruit. Mr. Burbank, for one. Mr. Burpee, for another. And Daniel Christensen, Mr. Appleseed. There's a lot of goodness left in man to come forth. But he's got to have fertile ground in which to grow. Let's call the government the weed eater. It doesn't select what it might select. It very often comes in and chops out the good from the bad instead of getting the weeds. So the little plant has to grow up through it. Well, Rick, How long are you going to go on with this meeting?
I complete my agenda. Are you complete with yours?
Well, I gave the subject over to you.
To me?
I just do more talking than you. I'm complete. Thank you. Well, I wouldn't admit to being at on today. I had too much fun with your earthliness.
Seems to me that would bring you closer to a demon.
No, I have an image to protect. What else do we want to talk about? We'll leave that late. Celebrate in that. That's good news. Enjoy all this. There's not one paper going to come past your eyes. It is not good news in some manner. Believe it. It's all there. You ones are just, you're there. But I know you would go and get drunk on champagne. I can't let you do that yet.
About this weekend.
What about it?
Are we safe? Didn't we have to? Oh, it was 8 hours. I was thinking 8 days. That we had to,
behave.
No, make sure that you weren't going to let anything happen on that weekend.
Well, check with me later.
It doesn't matter, I'm rebellious, I'll go do it anyway.
You didn't like being told all that.
So what do you do to celebrate?
Watch us.
Watch us. Yeah, there's a couple of days ago to see you.
That's not celebrating, though. That's entertainment. Big difference.
I give the command over to Leah and Simeozzi, and I go to your party. Usually I have to drive home.
Designated driver. That's good. You've just been selected as my driver Friday night. Be my chauffeur.
You'll just be out some night and you find yourself on the bed, you don't know how you got there.
I've done that before.
That's not too far out.
Well, I need to be staying sober. You want to have time to be your driver, that's what you'll do.
Well, let's go play something else. Anything else that there is to play at? What were we going to do before we started this meeting? We were going to work on proposals?
I thought so. Yes.
Well, then I'm going to get out of the way, unless you want to discuss proposals.
We haven't made any progress since last evening, so I don't think we're ready to discuss it.
Well, then I'm going to withdraw. And you may call on us later. Whatever you decide.
Okay.
Thank you.
Salute.
Salute.